When we sing and dance, dancing, really Indian dancing out there, that we just laugh at the devil. And I wish that devil is just happy when we're just dancing away out there, because the songs we make is for our loved ones that he take away from us.
Mortuary songs are performed each night during the week of Stick Dance. The Stick Dance is a midwinter Cuyucan Athabascan Indian celebration held every few years and only in the Yukon River villages of Nulato and Caltag. This Chinook is the third program in a series on the history, meaning, and activities of the Stick Dance, or Hiyo, as presented through the sounds of the March 1983 Nulato Stick Dance. The Stick Dance culminates months of preparation. It is a time to remember the dead and to thank people who helped at the time of death. Clothes are made, special food is prepared, and songs are composed in memory of the deceased. Beginning on the first night of the week of celebrations, a Monday night, the new morning songs are sung after the evening potlatch meal. Three women made new songs. In the old days, there would have been many more.
There's other people, other ladies too, they make songs, but then they give up. I don't know why. They just cry too much, that's all, instead of they should make songs and try to wipe that tears away from themselves instead of, they just don't try at all. The men don't try either. I don't know what's wrong with the men. They could try.
In the old days, lots of people would make songs?
Oh, yes. Anytime when springtime come, and people used to come out from Cayo, and then they all sat on the sidewalk. There was sidewalk in between town, the old village downtown, and men always used to sit on the sidewalk, all along the sidewalk, there and there, and I used to hear them sing the new songs they make while they're out the whole winter long. In springtime, nice, before 4th of July, they all used to sit on the sidewalk and singing. Gee, sounds so good. I just think to myself, gee, I wish they teach their young ones. I wish I could sing like that. I just think to myself, nah. Because when I was about 9 years old, Daddy died, and I hear my daddy make songs, and he used to sing good songs, and he was the top singer all the time. Oh, he was just like an Elvis Presley, I think. A joke.
Men don't make new songs very often anymore, though they do sing the older ones. Only women dance, wearing midzahulan, cotton print dresses with a ruffle around the bottom. The women form a semicircle facing the singers. Holding a scarf between their hands, head bowed, they sway from side to side as their hands move slightly forward and backward. It's called washtub dancing. Sometimes just a few women dance, other times perhaps three dozen, from young girls to elders. The mood varies from joyous to solemn as people remember the dead. Often there are tears.
Sometimes I feel pretty bad about some songs they sing, you know. But sadness and songs don't go together. Yes. Well, you know, it's nice. That's how the people are. After you sing one song, maybe part of the middle of the song, then you start crying. Well, it's more like all the kind of songs, you know. So I don't want to say that. I just want to be happy, and then, maybe dead people. That's the way you want it, I guess.
The mortuary songs may describe memories the singer has of the dead person, what they looked like, personality traits, things they liked to do.
He wanted to know the meaning of my song. Well, to begin with, it it's that my children are my children. I thought when they grow up I would be dependent on them, and now I'm crying for them. I used to talk with them so much lovingly, and still yet they walk out on me like that. My children, oh my children. That was the one I made for Patrick, my son, and Harold Warner, my nephew. And I said, my children, oh my children, and then, oh my nephew, too. I put in there, that was for George Solomon that drowned it with them. But since they're not having stick dance for him at this time, I didn't want to mention it, you know, because see, George was Paddy's cousin. So I just put in that part, oh, my nephew, along with my children.
When did you make up that song?
It was about a month ago when the National Guards were leaving. I don't know why that's the hardest time for me, is when the National Guards are leaving, because my boy was in the Guards and I just used to fuss over him so much, getting his clothes ready and make sure he had enough tobacco and make sure he had some, you know, native food to eat. And I fussed over him so much at that time, because that's the time I miss him the most. And all these National Guards were getting ready to go to Huslia, and I just seemed like I didn't have nothing to do, and I sat around and sewed a little bit, but, you know, kind of cried most of the time. And the next morning, I got up around 6 o'clock, and I was sitting right here at the end of this table, and sewing and crying a little bit, because I didn't want to make too much noise. Everybody was sleeping. And that song just came to my mind, and I just started singing it. And as long as I was singing it, I just recorded it.
Often, several songs are composed for the same person, and often, as in the song we just heard, a song may be about several people who were related to each other or died at the same time. Here's another of the new songs for the same young men.
Those two boys and went through the ice, and
They were my next door neighbor, and the Paddy Boone always used to come over. And when I was down Cattock too, that baby George used to come visit me all the time. He always used to tell me auntie, and he always used to. And they were always happy and lively. That's just what the words I put in there. That's the words I put in, and that's all. And I tell them, after they're gone, might as well have fun over them. And that's the words I put in there, and that was all.
Both of the women we've heard, Pauline Peter and just now Tassie Ann Saunders, made several new songs for the 1983 Nulato Stick Dance. For Tassie Ann, finding the words is easier than the melody.
I have hard time to find the tunes. I really have hard time. I know what to say, but I always have hard time to find the tune. So one morning, I just think of the words that I go and put in there, but I don't have the tune. Then suddenly I just start singing, and I just sing in an old way, and I just put the words in there just like that. You know, but it takes me about maybe 10 minutes to make the song just like that. So I record myself while I remember the song, so I just don't forget it. Grandma Olivia and Esther McGinty together, and the way I made song for them is when Olivia was younger, she used to go all over the place, different village or anywhere else, maybe Cuyahoga River or stuff like that. She used to go picking berries, and that's what I said in there. So I put the words in there, and Esther McGinty is, after that is Esther McGinty. I said that word when she heard the fish coming. The fish is coming up now, coming up river, she say, and then she wake us up early in the morning. She tell us, you kids better get up, everybody better get up, because you have to get ready now. You have to learn how to get up early in the morning and be ready for the. That's what I put in there for her. So, and that's the way I made that song.
After the new songs, the men pick up the singing. Most of the old songs are lively, and everyone joins in. The mortuary songs, old and new, are performed for 4 nights, but the 5th night, Friday, is different. It is the night for the stick dance, the night the spruce pole will be brought into the community hall. The ceremony of the stick dance begins an hour or so after the evening potlatch meal. Tonight, the 14 special songs will be sung, songs so sacred that they may be heard only on this occasion, songs so old that no one remembers them all anymore, and the singers must accompany an old tape recording. During the 14 songs, several rows of women dance. They are wearing fancy midzahulan and feathered headdresses. They are reserved and solemn.
The front row that stand right in front of the singers' bench is made up of all the women that are dressing. But anyway, if you feel like you were close, like this last stick dance, a lot of people that were being dressed for were my age, you know, and not only that, I was related to a lot of them, and I felt that I should dance, you know. And it's kind of what you feel, I guess. If you feel you want to and you should, then you do.
Once the songs have been completed, people who will be dressed in honor of the dead bring in the pole, a spruce pole long enough to be tied to a rafter. Only the top boughs remain, and there are ribbons tied around the trunk, mauve, burgundy red, a medium blue, white, and black. Later, wolf and wolverine skins will be tied around the top. All night and until noon the next day, people dance clockwise around the pole, chanting. Some say the pole represents a lifeline to the spirits of the dead, and there is an eerie feeling as if the dead were among the living, watching, enjoying the festivities. On the sixth night, the dressing, there is no singing. On the seventh and final night of the stick dance week, there is a clean-up dance. Some call it mask dance after the costumes people used to wear as humorous disguises. Most of the visitors from neighboring villages are gone. The hall isn't crowded, and people are relaxed. It is the end of the stick dance. The spirits of the dead and the souls of the living have been satisfied. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.